is the Cliffo and Bronte podcast.
It's Cliffo and Bronte back podcasting on a Monday. Actually, if Bronte is a little shady at times, there was a bit of liquor consumed.
Yeah. Yep, there was.
Across the weekend.
2 days, actually. Actually, no, I didn't drink on Saturday because I hosted the races.
Because you were hungover from Friday.
But, yeah, Friday was a little loose. And I was prevented from buying something that I'm still going to buy now that I'm sober and I've gotten your thoughts on it.
Yeah, look, click frenzy, not just a sale name, what Bronte does after too many Proseccos.
Honestly.
We also speak to an astrophysicist, am I saying that right?
And a cosmologist.
About the meteor that hit Queensland on Saturday night.
I just love that. Usually I feel like we're very aware of what's going on in our skies. Like they tell us when the moon's doing something, when something's in retrograde. This time they were like, there's a meteor.
Where was the notice, guys?
We'll ask
him. Didn't that Leonardo DiCaprio movie, Don't Look Up, on Netflix teach us anything? It's coming up, plus all the regulars. Can you beat Bronte? Yeah, lots of stuff. Hang about.
What's going on?
Cliffo and Bronte on Listener.
This is Clickbait Cliffo on Hit.
Are you happy to kickstart your week with a clickbait?
Of course.
With a clickbaity headline.
Yeah, why not?
I don't know, you're not supposed to wake up and go on social media first thing. So I thought
that's what they say.
Clickbait Cliffo, first thing in the show.
But you
I
know,
don't know if that's where we want to be as a show.
Maybe you've had a digital detox over the weekend. You haven't been on your phone. You've been out and about doing stuff. And that's what the Clickbait Cliffo can do. Give you all the info.
Reeling you back in to the online world. A TikTok has gone viral for taking on Jetstar's pissy baggage limits by wearing 6 kilos of clothes.
Look at me. I'm Chandler. Could I be wearing any more clothes?
Classic.
Oh, this is great. This is something I think everyone has considered doing when they're a little bit over the limit, but someone's actually done it.
I once flew with one of those UE Boom speakers sort of in a jacket pocket. So I knew I was just grams over and I'm like, I'm not paying.
It's so annoying.
Because it's like if you're grams over, boom, $65.
Oh, like that. Minimum. I swear I've had to pay about $100 before.
That's minimum.
Yeah, yeah.
This woman, she's an Aussie teenager. Her name's Adriana.
Uh-huh.
She was travelling from Melbourne to Adelaide. Producer Alicia.
She might know her.
Do you know her?
Is she British as well?
No, she's not British. Aussie teen. Same sort of thing. She was weighing the bags or whatever at the check-in. She's like, this is over. Asked the lady. She says, yeah, that'll be $65. She's like, no, it won't. So she and her bestie literally there in the middle of the airport open up the bag and just start layering clothes upon clothes upon clothes. She's quite a slender teen. Doesn't look it at the end.
Oh, just like slowly more and more layers. And so that's allowed. So
it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense to me because the same weight is still going on the plane, right? It's just the fact that it's now on the passenger rather than stowed above.
This might clear it up because Jetstar have gone all school principal after the video copped 1.4 million views and Jetstar have actually commented on it.
Oh, classic.
It's full school principal stopping the party vibes here. While we certainly see the funny side, sure you do, we have limits to carry on to make it fair for everyone. Keeping track of how much baggage passengers bring on board means everyone has room for their belongings and we're meeting our safety requirements.
That's the justification.
Yeah, right?
You can talk that talk when every flight every day leaves on time. Until then, wear the baggage.
You know what, guys? You got bigger fish to fry. Like, your plane's actually leaving at Jetstar.
Talking for a little while now about one member of our little team, being caught drinking something that they probably shouldn't, wouldn't, and couldn't drink again if they're lucky. And I'm going to come forward first. I'm off the hook. It's not me.
For once.
Yeah. I am not the guilty party.
Okay.
So
I too would like to put my hand up and say that I am not the dirty party in this situation.
The dirty person.
What's that little pommy?
Yeah. There's only one other member.
In the background.
There's only one other member in our team.
Ladies and gentlemen, please, together, say a very big good morning to our producer, Alicia.
Hello.
What have you got to come forward and admit to on the show?
Oh, well, it happened to me last week or the week before, and I couldn't find my water bottle for a really long time. It was probably a few weeks. Mm-hmm. And I finally found it. It was rolling around under the chair in my car.
Yep.
Easy car to lose things if you've seen the back of producer Alicia's car.
That's true.
It's a typical one of those where if I'd get a passenger, they have to push everything out of the way.
And that's what happened. And someone pushed the water bottle under the seat.
Yeah, and it went under the seat. So I just grabbed it and brought it into the office with me and didn't really think about it. And then midway through the show, I was really thirsty, so I took a big gulp and I went, that doesn't taste right.
Wait. Let's just pause. Let's put a little pause here. So you found the drink bottle after not being able to find it for a couple of weeks.
Yes.
Didn't empty it out when you did find it, just put it on your desk.
Well, it's 4:30 in the morning. You're not really thinking about these things. So I just brought it in with me, put it on the desk, thought I'll deal with that later.
Interruption at this point.
Yep.
But you're going to want this one, Leish. I will say that your brain, and at that time of the morning, like what we do, you just think, I'm thirsty.
Yeah.
There's water bottle.
Yes.
Like you don't even think that it's been, like all that backstory is.
It's gone out of your brain.
Yeah. Especially thirsty water, drink.
Midway through the show, I've got other things to think about. True. I don't even think about it.
Yeah.
So just subconsciously grab the water bottle, take a big gulp, go, something's not quite right about that water. Look down into the bottle. All bits of floating mold in there. I'm not dead, so I don't know if that makes me superwoman. That's up to you guys.
Okay. Was the mold in the water, or would you say it was in the bottle?
No, it was floating. It was in the water.
Okay, great.
It
was in the water. So glad I clarified that. So now I can truly be sick.
What is the end of the story? You stopped drinking the water.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
Okay.
Obviously. No, just I was checking. I survived one sip. I can go the rest.
Have you rinsed the bottle out?
I tipped the water out, and the water bottle has been sitting empty on my desk since.
Okay.
I've since bought a new water bottle.
That's nice. That's nice.
I probably should clean it out, but, you know, it's still sat there on my desk out there.
It's one of the reusable ones, right?
Yeah, it is.
I googled this.
Like, knowing we were going to talk about this today, I googled this, and the stats I'm about to tell you, they go for all drink bottles. And I think all of us are sort of content with the fact, like, we all know deep down our reusable drink bottles are kind of disgusting.
Mm.
Maybe
yes.
Not at that level, but they are disgusting on a level.
No one's as bad as Alicia. But.
No.
But the average reusable water bottle contains twice as many germs as a kitchen sink.
What?
Four times the amount of bacteria of a computer mouse, and is comparable to a pet's drinking bowl.
My God.
Alicia, you may as well have brought your cat's drinking bowl.
Just get down on all fours and lick.
Probably would have been cleaner. You gotta fight. Can you beat Bronte? We need to ask you some questions. All right. Back to $50 cash.
Yeah, fresh meat.
You can take her down, guys. 13, 10, 60. No more benefit of the doubt, though.
Gone.
It's coming back to the old bonus question if we have level pegging when it comes to answers. So.
I mean, if that's what you want, Cliffo, I'm happy to do it.
Due to intense Langbrook whinging, that has been the decision that's been made. Daniel, mate, mad dash to the shops this morning. What for?
For a loaf of bread.
Oh, mate. No.
No bread for the kids. Lunches?
No, they're all stale. So, fresh loaf of bread.
What do they have Rookie on their era. Sandwiches?
They like peanut butter on their sandwiches.
Oh.
All right. Keep them away from the anaphylactic kids, please, Daniel. One of your kids could kill my daughter.
Yeah, progressive school.
Hey, let's put Bronte in the soundproof booth, mate.
Okay.
Familiar territory for Bronte. And for you, Daniel, going to put 30 seconds on the clock, mate. You feeling fresh and ready to go?
I haven't had my coffee this morning, so see how we go.
Oh, okay, mate. Well, shake the cobwebs out. Let's try and get as many as we can correct. 30 seconds on the clock. Your time starts now. How many legs does an ant have?
Six.
What organ is responsible for making insulin?
Pancreas.
How many rings are there on the Olympic flag?
5.
Which celebrity has a fan base known as Monsters?
Monsters, Inc.
What is another name for a thousand years?
A millennium.
What was that?
A millennium.
Millennium. Okay. We'll get Bronte out of the soundproof booth. Don't say much. Daniel, we won't give her any inkling on how you went. And we'll put 30 seconds on the clock for her and the same 5 questions.
Hello.
Here she is.
Hello.
She is sorted back in. Headphones on.
Headphones on.
She's smiling.
Brain switch. Yeah, I was distracted and Leash was frantically waving at me in the soundproof booth.
I did have to fill for a little bit longer than normal.
Sorry, I got distracted.
Well, good. Lucky you work with a professional. 30 seconds on the clock.
Okay.
Your time starts now. How many legs does an ant have?
6.
What organ is responsible for making insulin?
Your pancreas.
How many rings are there on the Olympic flag?
5.
What celebrity has a fan base known as Monsters?
Lady Gaga.
What is another name for a thousand years?
A. No idea.
Out of time.
What the heck? I don't plan on living that long, so why would I know?
Always with the excuses. Leash, how do we go?
So ants have 6 legs. Both of you got that one correct. The pancreas makes insulin. Both of you got that one correct. There are 5 rings on the Olympic flag. Both of you got that one correct. What celebrity's fan base is Monsters is Lady Gaga. Bronte got that one correct. Daniel guessed Monsters, Inc., which is not a celebrity, it's a movie.
Fair, though.
Good guess.
Fair guess.
God, she's so brutal, isn't she, Daniel?
She is.
And another name for a thousand years is a millennia or a millennium.
Oh, is it?
Daniel got correct, and Bronte just stalled for 20 seconds.
Yeah. A millennium?
All right.
Bronte, a millennial. Think of it a millennial.
I know, but I just thought
I thought you might have guessed a Google as well.
I'm so dumb. Yeah, of course it's...
not dumb.
No, thank you. That was dumb, though.
Okay, so that's 4 apiece, right, Lee?
Oh!
First day of the new rule, and we have to execute it. We got the bonus question to determine the winner. Buzz in if you know the answer. If you get it right, you win. Mm. If you get it wrong, you are out.
Okay.
Okay, Daniel, you good to go?
Yeah, I'm good to go.
Bonus question. Buzz in with your name if you know the answer. How many stripes does the Adidas logo have?
Daniel. 3.
3 is correct.
Ah, damn it!
Daniel. How did you win Champions League and then the first day back to regular game, you lose it at $50?
I left it all on the table at the Champions League.
Well, Daniel, your loaf of bread's on us this morning, mate.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for playing. Sounds kind of dodgy. Promise it's not.
Okay.
But I've found something. Which
low bar to start at.
Found something on the side of the road, guys. Probably fell off the back of a truck.
Yes.
Just saying.
Yes. What did you find?
So, to go home to my place from work, there's this sort of big S Bend, where and it's off a straight, so it's a straight road for a long time, and then there's this sort of sweeping bend,
slip lane thing.
Yeah, so it's the first time in a while you go, whoa, and you go, and it's an 80k road too,
right?
So very easy sort of setup for something to fall off the back of a truck or a ute or whatever. And it happened. It was over 3 days last week. Day one, going around this bend, and just in my peripherals, I see something sort of white and square on the ground, like on the grass. And it was very white on very green grass, so it really stood out. So it was day one. Day two, same sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
See it there, and I'm like, oh, that's the thing from yesterday. So, again, I try and turn to look, and all I can see is like a bit of a white box that looked like it had styrofoam still sort of plastic around it.
Oh, so definitely fallen off.
Definitely fallen off.
A truck or
something. But couldn't make out what it was or whatever. Because I'm a man, learn things slowly. Took to day three.
You had a boy look two days in a row.
Boy look. Day three, I had a girl look.
Yes.
And I deliberately, there was no cars or anything behind me, so I slowed down. And that's when I saw that it was quite clearly a bar fridge.
Oh.
That had been wrapped in plastic. Like I said, still had the styrofoam just on the corner things.
Safety packaging kind of thing.
So it looked like it was brand new or whatever. And I'm like, oh, my God, that's like it's day three now. That's the third day I've driven past this bad boy. Sure enough, day four, like it's got my curiosity now. Drive past, gone.
Oh, were you thinking day four? You're like, okay, if it's there one more day, I'm going to go get it.
Wouldn't fit in the back of the car.
Oh, shame.
But part of me was like, do I have a friend with a ute?
But someone else clearly beat you to it.
Someone's either taxed it or the person has realised, oh, that new bar fridge I bought, it's not at my house anymore, and they've gone back and collected it. But it did get me thinking, 13 10 60, when have you lost a load?
Yeah.
Or even better, when have you witnessed someone else lose a load? Because yep. I feel like, Bronte, if you were driving behind that car, there'd be a bit of a,
scary thing to bloody drive behind.
Right.
Lead a big fridge. That could do some damage.
Yeah.
It's lucky it landed where it did, on the side of the road, and didn't fall on someone.
And from the third day when I slowed down, didn't look damaged or anything. Like, I think the styrofoam did its job.
Yeah.
But I thought those actual moments, like that moment of horror, if you're a driver and you get to your destination and the load's not there anymore.
Yes.
Like the backtracking in that.
Because some people choose not to use services that pack them safely and decide to just stick it out the back of their boot with some kind of rope to try and keep it in.
Well, I've told you this before too. I've got not envy when I watch my dad. You can give him a rope and he's just like, and it's like super tight rope.
Yeah,
I'm doing like a granny knot.
A double knot with the bunny ears.
Yeah, double. And my dad would be like, did you tie it down well? I'm like, I did a double knot. Marie on 13 10 60, when'd you lose a load?
So at the time I was a single mum and I had asked a friend to help me move house. So he's put my fridge on the back of his ute and obviously didn't tie it down properly because then we were going around a roundabout. And my fridge has tumbled through the roundabout.
Oh, no. Onto the road.
Yeah.
Didn't happen last week.
Oh, yeah.
I was gonna say, it, Murray.
Is there an 80K stretch and all of a sudden it bends?
Did still have styrofoam on the corners? Sue, when did you lose a load?
My husband was driving, had gone to town to buy a clothes dryer. And we live in a little rural town. He was coming home on the highway and everyone was giving him a wave and being all friendly and
that sort of stuff.
And next minute his dryer fell off the back of the ute and that's why everyone was waving to the heads up that he was losing his load.
Oh, my God.
I love Sue's husband.
These white goods.
I know. What a glass half full kind of guy, though. Like, yeah, it's very friendly on the highway today.
Were they flashing their lights as well?
Yeah. Oh, look at them. They really want to wave at me. Hi. Troy, when'd you lose a load?
Hey, guys. I actually found a load.
Oh, what'd you find?
I was working at an army base. I can't say where.
It's fine.
I found a pilot's backpack. I found his helmet and all his safety gear and all the rest of it.
No.
What?
Pity I didn't have I couldn't send you a photo because I got a selfie of me with his helmet on.
Of course he did.
See, part of me there goes,
what else do you do?
Part of me goes, did that fall off the back of a truck?
No, it was in the back of their van, apparently. They had a van, but they had the back door open and all the gear was falling out.
Oh, no.
I feel like our defence forces should probably
be a bit more on top of that.
Be a little bit more secure than
that. Yeah, that's why Troy doesn't want to say where it was.
Yeah, no, good on Troy. Wayne's here. Wayne, when'd you lose a load?
Oh, this is probably about 30 years ago. Yeah. A special came on some beer and it was really cheap and it was from Western Australia or something like that. Anyway, so we decided, a group of us got together and ordered a whole pallet of it and they were stubbies and it came on the railway. We're in a rural town and so I had to work. I was doing a milk run and my mate said, I'll go and pick it up, and he was a bit crook at the time, so he went and picked it up in his ute, and they loaded on the back, and it had shrink wrap around the pallet, and he said, oh, he was a bit crooked out of it, so he said, oh, that'll do. I won't worry about roping it down. So the first corner he went around, the whole lot slipped, and there were about 30 or 40 cartons of beer smashed all over the bitumen.
He's whining all his mates, just licking it up on the side of the road.
I was at the races over the weekend. I was emceeing, which was a bit nerve-wracking, but because it's just not – people were like, oh, you can do radio. Surely you can do emceeing. Very different. You don't see us when we're doing this for probably good reason most mornings. But I was doing it, and I was about halfway through the day. It was like a five-hour MC gig, and I came off stage and was just kind of like looking through my notes. And I felt this like tap on my shoulder, and this lady came up to me and was a fan of the show and just wanted to have a quick chat. And she did
fan
something.
Of the show.
She was a fan of me.
Did you get her name and number?
There's only one.
Yeah.
Stacey Langbrook. Mum was there.
It was Brody's mum. Everyone. Big fan of the show.
And she did the thing that I think is the most dangerous thing that you can do. But maybe I'm just too sensitive. She said, you look like somebody I know.
Ah.
And I just think it's a dangerous thing to say to somebody, because I feel like we all have an image of what we look like. We've lived with ourselves and the reflection that we see every day for, decades. And then when someone goes, you look like this person, and they show you, sometimes it can be a bit like...
Oh, and she even showed you.
Yeah. So she's like, I've got photos.
Okay, that's...
Yeah, that's what I mean. Oh, yeah.
That's where this story gets precarious.
Yep.
Because, just saying, hey, you look like someone I know, could be the most beautiful friend in the world.
Absolutely.
And that's great.
Tell me that.
I feel like... At this point, too, do we need to acknowledge? Is this woman being on the Prosecco's? Like,
yep. Yeah. She had
the whole, you look like somebody I know. Yep. Look, I got photos.
Well,
that sounds like Prosecco voice speaking.
The fact it was halfway through the MC thing, I'd say it probably took her a while to come up and want to tell me that I looked like her friend.
Give that Dutch courage, India.
Yes. And normally, if it's like, you look like this other celebrity, you kind of go, oh, okay, well, yep, sure, I'll take that. But yeah, this was someone I didn't know telling me I look like somebody else that I don't know. She gets the photo up. She's looking through her phone and she's like, I want to show you. I just think you look so much like this girl. She showed me a photo of a pregnant woman. Which I think...
Pregnant women are beautiful.
Pregnant women are beautiful. You are just the creators of life. I love you. You're amazing. I'm not a pregnant woman.
Yeah, your eyes have gone straight to the belly.
And I just was... a bit shocked that she was A, showing me these photos, and I said, oh, well, she's pregnant. Like, do I look like her when she's not pregnant? And she's like, no, you just look like her when she's pregnant. So that was fun to deal with, that complex.
You know what? It's the glow. Oh, and the belly. And the belly, but mainly the glow. Alpha Bucks plays again after 8 a.m. tomorrow, Tuesday the 23rd of May, and we have a sneaky little answer for you.
We do indeed. It'll give you the letter as well that you can study over the next 24 hours. Your clue is Nigella Lawson.
Oh, everyone's favourite TV chef.
Is she?
Mother figure.
Is she a MKR lady or a MasterChef lady?
She's MKR.
MKR.
I believe.
She also says microwave, which is.
Unforgivable. Nigella Lawson. N is your letter. Nigella Lawson, your free answer for tomorrow's Alpha Bucks.
It's Monday morning. Maybe you went out over the weekend. Hopefully you don't have any more anxiety looming today, because we want to dive back into the weekend. And possibly if you partook in some Beveraginos over the weekend of the alcoholic kind, you might be interested to know that a study has been done in how much people often make drunk purchases or purchases under the influence. Yeah, yeah.
When the inhibitions are down, the credit card comes out.
And this survey really rings true to me, because I was one of these people
almost on the weekend, and I haven't shown you what I almost bought. I've sent you a link.
You showed some restraint.
My partner Dylan did. I showed him on the phone after I'd had a few wines what I wanted to buy, and he said, go to sleep. I'm still not convinced I shouldn't get it. But turns out not as many people are as easily influenced as me. This is a study done by British people.
I've just opened the link you sent me.
Don't tell us. So Trade.gov has done a study of British people, Leisha's people, our producer, and apparently, you need to talk to your friends over there, Leash, only 16% of people have admitted to doing a bit of online shopping after drinking.
Only I feel 16%. It would be high. Is that an Aussie thing, though?
Maybe.
I was going to say we have more of a drinking culture here, but God, look at Leash.
Flying the flag.
They love a drink.
Flying the flag, both of them. And so 16% said they like to do online shopping when they've had a bit of alcohol. I, on the other hand, I'd say that number's probably a bit higher for me. I was looking at buying from Coles. This is on Friday night. I'd had some wine.
This is at Coles. This is Coles. Nothing fancy. This is just
Best Buy.
Coles Best Buy.
The nap bed. A 1.8 meter human-sized pet bed that you can either lay on with a pet. I don't have a pet. For me, it would just be a bed to nap on.
$189. I mean, it makes sense. When you're, and this is probably, Bronte's drunk mind maybe talking now.
Yeah.
But when you see, like when I see Taco the cat curled up, like no one is more relaxed in that moment.
Exactly.
Than Taco the cat or anyone's pet.
Yep.
Like curled up sleeping on their pet bed. So if you can emulate that for humans.
Especially when you're a drunk and you are, all you want to be is comfortable and like you're already pretty merry. So just where am I my happiest? It's when I'm sleeping. And so this nap bed really fed into that, but I wasn't allowed to get it.
No.
But it's still in my cart and there's six available, so I might be getting it.
Just picture like a pet bed you'd buy for your cat guys, but Bronte Langbrook size.
13, 10, 60. What did you buy under the influence? Maybe you didn't have your partner there to tell you not to buy the giant pet bed for you to sleep in, but maybe you didn't even know you bought something when you were under the influence and it arrived.
I would accept near purchases as well.
Yes.
Like what you've had.
It was in your cart.
Someone of sound mind has stepped in and gone, whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah.
Let's not hit purchase now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's wait till the morning.
That's what we want to know. 13, 10, 60. What did you buy under the influence?
Sam, what did you buy after a few too many drinky poos?
It wasn't me. It was my boss. She bought like $80 worth of soup.
Oh no.
Like packets.
But she didn't know delivered. So she got a text message the next morning saying the delivery will be here between this time. And she's like, what the hell did I order? And she got $80 worth of soup.
Any soup in particular that she was feeling the night before?
No, it was a variety. There was like mushroom, chicken and noodle.
Lovely.
You know.
Guess what everyone got for their little Christmas bonus that year. Damo, what did you buy under the influence?
It wasn't me. It was a mate of mine.
What did he get?
He went to an auction and he bought a dog.
I have so many questions. Why was he drunk at an auction?
Oh, it was more of a fundraising auction thing.
Oh, yeah. What did he cough up for the dog?
$2,500.
Ooh.
Did he know when he woke up that he now has a dog?
Yeah, because he woke up with a dog licking his face. Morning. Shane, what did you buy under the influence?
It wasn't me, just like everyone else, apparently. So when I was doing a bit of taxi driving in Toowoomba, I picked up a passenger off the Melbourne flight from out of well camp and had to take him to Dolby, and that cost him $2.50. And on the way, he got talking. And he said, I don't really want to talk about it. He said, because every time I drink, I've got a problem. And this time I was drunk and I got online and bought a motorhome on an online auction. And they took it out of my credit card. So I had to fly up to get it and drive it back and work out what to do with it when I get back. And I said, well, why don't you just get drunk and try and sell it?
Giving out good financial advice, Shane.
Melissa, we'll end on you. What did you buy under the influence?
Well, unlike everyone else, I actually did mine.
Oh,
Melissa.
The first person to actually put themselves out there, Melissa, and say, I did it.
We're proud of you. No judgment here.
Well, I also didn't know I did it. And a month later, I get a massive package, huge package. I go to
pick
it up.
Wasn't a dog, was it?
It was a Chuck Norris Total Gym.
Oh.
Remember the thing I said about the no judgment?
Yeah, yeah. You're judging.
I take it back.
We got to cancel that.
That was the Cliffo and Bronte podcast.